Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility on the soundstage floor at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Man, it's freaking hot today, dude.
Hot day, isn't it?
Not only hot, but I have been working like I don't know what, dude, at 6 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The one and only Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique is closed now through Wednesday. Miss Outlaw is in Las Vegas, making a new round of purchases for the boutique to keep it on the cutting edge. Miss Outlaw Boutique on the web and on Facebook at 561-660-6695. TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits double gold winner. Congratulations to Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is brewed right here. Filtered seven times, Bob.
Distilled seven times.
Distilled seven times. How about that?
This is true.
Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will be there the 27th from 9 to 12 at the Outlet Mall. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Just working away.
Good weekend?
Good weekend. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad, you know. I just got a lot of stuff done. Just worked through the weekend pretty much.
Yeah. Did too. The same thing too.
You did not?
No, we didn't.
Not true?
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't work.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, got a lot done around the house, actually. A lot of good things.
Did you turn the fan off?
No, I did not turn the fan
off. What's it on? 3.5%?
I don't know. I didn't turn it off.
Jesus.
I don't know.
You know how hot it is right now?
It's pretty hot. But we're blessed to have those kinds of temperatures. First day back to school for the kids. Maybe around the United States.
At least they're in air conditioning.
Yeah, at least they're in air conditioning. But I know it was first day back for our kids here, Bob.
What?
First day back to school for the kids today.
Okay.
So, Bob, this is the 2002 BMW that we've been sharing with everybody. It's owned by the president of the PGA. This car has been, they have just worked a new deal with BMW, and pictures of this car and its restoration are being featured in the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany.
Yeah, this one's taken us a long time to get right, man. This car was really, really, really rotted.
Yeah.
This is the one that's actually shot in orange fire pearl. Probably pretty hard to see the color on this thing right here, right now, because it is indoors. The types of paints, when you work with metallic flakes, really heavy metallic flake, and also really heavy pearl coats, you see them more in sunlight. You see them in shadowing. You see, you know, lighting distortion. So it's, when you start looking at these things, when you look at the color now, this car is very similar to what the original enamel single stage orange was.
Correct.
On this car. So the client wanted to stay really close to that, but did want to have a little bit of a bump, a little bit of a change in the metallic flake, the pearlescence in it. So we did that. We used a brand new 2017 color. It's called Orange Fire Pearl by PPG. We shot this thing three coats of paint, three coats of clear. Man, it turned out absolutely beautiful. This is literally just fresh. Just shot the doors, hood, trunk, all of these three, four components on, what, Friday?
Friday.
So they are super soft still right now. We're going to let this thing sit for about a week typically, and then we go ahead and do the full wet sanding and buffing process with the whole 3M Trizac series. We get this thing done, it's going to just be, I mean, shine like no other.
And that's just, that's the quality of what you produce here, Bub. It's great for our audience to see this car. It is flawless, as you can see, with no imperfections in the paint. I can stand here and see the pearlescence just pulling off the paint, Bub. Right now, even in this somewhat diffused lighting that we use to film it, the car is absolutely stunning and it's beautiful. You found rust, Bub, in all of the channels, all of the channels down along the rockers. You even recreated the rock guard that came stock from the factory with this.
Yeah, this thing actually had a lot of body molding trim as well. We talked about it on the radio show a little bit on, Saturday. This car actually had three or four different lines. There was actually trim that ran all the way down the bottom edge of the hood. The hood's not shut right now. Ran all the way down the bottom edge of the hood, across the edge of the doors, all the way down this body line. We also had another seam that ran down the second body line here, and a follow-up with a third down on the rockers. So there was a lot of crap that was on this car that was, you know, polished with a little black rubber around it. So it looked very, like, I mean, it looked period correct, at like mid-70s, early 80s. People didn't know what the heck they were trying to design, and they just put, like, rubber lines all over the cars for door bumpers and all that crap. This one, we streamlined it, we welded all of those holes in, got rid of all those trim components. So now it's gonna be a very streamlined car, very smooth, but still has that classic, iconic look to it. It'll have the factory mirrors, door handles, the trim around the windows, So it'll still have a little bit of the old, but it's going to be cleaned up, a little bit more modern looking, so it'll look a lot better going down the road.
It's a gorgeous job, Bub, and it also goes to show everybody that the quality of the equipment that you insist on purchasing, it shows with flawless end products like this. And because you pay more up front for your equipment, Bub, it costs you less on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have the right tool to do the right job, you know, and in a case like this, you know, especially when it gets into all the wet sanding and buffing processing, man, this is a pretty flat paneled car, so we're going to be able to move through this. I mean, granted, you can take a DuraBlock system that we've done a lot of previews before on when it comes to the 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 wet sanding process, depending on how much of a mirror shine you want. This thing already laid out pretty freaking smooth with the clear coat that we use from PPG.
Gorgeous.
So what I think we'll probably be able to do is get away with just a straight 3M Trizac series with how flat paneled this car is. It's fairly easy to move the 6-inch foam soft VA around the car. So we'll go with the 1500, go with the 3000, and that'll be a perfect cut for this car to just bring it right to life.
I believe the producer has a question over there. Do you have a question, Mr.
Mark Hoffman? My BMW is ready to drive.
Good morning, Mark. I'm glad you saw it. Mark was out there racing this weekend up there in Maryland, and Mark's saying he's finally getting his first opportunity to look at this car.
Yeah, man, this thing, it's going to turn out really well, Mark. You know, I know the clients are really excited for it. We're going to have them come in next week and actually look at the car in person. We're going to get the wet sanding and buffing done on it to remove any of the little nibs and the imperfections in the paint. Very, very small amount. So it turned out really well, man. This thing shot pretty much as clean as you're going to get on a paint, base coat, clear coat, coming straight out of a booth. So it turned out really well. And, you know, we're looking forward to the finished product. The inside's going to be all tan leather with black carpeting, black headliner, and black A-pillar, B-pillar, C-pillar panels going into the deck lid. So it's going to have a nice two-tone combo in it, but it's going to look really good against this orange fire pearl paint. And then all we've got to do is do our final detailing, three-piece wheels and tires on to set the stance on this little bad boy. Get it running up on her feet, and it's going to be on the road.
It's going to be another beautiful Bubba Edition car. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, we came to you late today. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties getting things up and running. That's part of doing live television. It happens from time to time.
Not really.
It does.
Yeah, not really.
No?
No.
Normally it's
flawless.
People
get it done. Normally you don't ever get like a, hey, stand by, we're coming on 30 minutes later.
No, you don't.
You don't ever get that on TV.
No. But they were running around trying to fix the problem.
Yeah.
So, but Bub, this is a beautiful car. What's in store for it now this week? We're just going to continue the assembly of it, correct?
Right now it's going to be more on the assembly side. There's a lot of pieces we can go ahead and start assembling, so we're not waiting around for no reason. A lot of the window trim, as you can see, going across the top of the doors, going up the B pillar, all of that is actually riveted on. So you have to rivet these components in. We're going to go ahead and start laying in the rear rivet channels or the weather strip channels, get those riveted in. Then we can put in the side glass. We can't put in the front or rear glass yet until we do the headliner, because the headliner actually wraps around this front lip right here before you push in the seal. So you've got to get all the headliner done first. Then we're going to go ahead and drop the front windshield and rear windshield, and this car will be sealed up completely. Then once we've got the wet sand and buff done, we can go ahead and install the side door handles, get all the last pieces of trim on, the taillights, headlights, side marker lights, emblems everywhere, and then we'll be into final assembly.
The thing, Bub, that sometimes you like to do is go very top shelf. So sometimes you do your headliners in suede to give it that touch of class. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be what the case will be here?
No, this one's actually going to be a fairly generic looking, but cleaner. I mean, this car, a lot of these BMWs, the older Volkswagens, the older Porsches, they came for some reason with like white perforated headliners, no matter what the color of the interior was, whether it was black or red or you know, whatever the tweed is with the freaking plaids, you know, all kinds of nonsense. They typically were just a white perforated material, which had all the holes in it, right? So I think what we're going to do is, I don't really feel the white on this car now, so I think we're going to pull the white, do the black perforated headliner.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be perforated down the sides and then go into black vinyl at the rear speaker deck lid, which is the flat panel right behind the rear seat and right touching the rear window. So we'll do black vinyl there, so it'll be black going down into that. And then once it all gets to the bottom line of the car, all of this up will be black. Everything here down is gonna be tan leather to match the seats.
Very nice.
It's gonna have black stitching on it to pull in the black that we ran on the
wow,
upper half.
Nice.
Same thing as the seats. The carpet in this car is going to be black. The center console is black, so we want to keep it a little bit darker down on the bottom. Plus, it keeps all of the dirt down. They're going to drive this car a lot. Tan carpet, you know, gets pretty dirty pretty fast, even when you have floor mats in it. So we're going to do black on the bottom, tan on the sides, tan seats with black stitching, so it'll all pull together really, really nice.
It's going to be
nice
another
clean,
beautiful
not over the top, just really nice and clean.
Well, that's part of what you do. Not only do you paint and body it, not only do you mechanically build it, you design it, you write it up. It's your creativity that goes into everything that we build here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and it's what sets you apart from anybody else in the industry today,
Bubba. Yeah, we just make things happen, dude.
We definitely
That's
do,
it.
Bubba.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports online store is now up and
yes.
running, Bubba.
This is good. This is really good.
Go out there and you can purchase gifts. You can purchase things for yourself, cell phone case holders, shirts, tank tops, I mean, coffee mugs. It's all there, and it's all online, and the pricing is amazing. I know our producer runs daily specials on that, so there's always something discounted or something fun going on out there.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff out there.
Yep.
Man,
it really is.
Yep.
We are also proud to announce that we have taken another step forward after meeting with our Wells Fargo representatives, and we start taking more aggressive steps in the industry, Bub. We are increasing our staff here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
This is true.
We're going to be looking for new front office personnel, and we are also looking for new technicians. If you think you've got what it takes, I'd like to hear from you and personally see your resume if you'd send it to sales at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Sales at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Just in the subject line, type resume. Let me see what you've got. And if you've got what we're looking for, we'll ask you to join our team.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of big changes up front in the front office, you know, from the portfolio setups for the clients to, you know, recordation and all that. And this is part of the evolution that we're going to continue to take.
Well, it takes a lot, man. It's, you know, it takes a lot to run a multi-million dollar business, essentially.
Yep.
You know, when you're dealing with a lot of clients, a lot of high-end clients, everybody has different expectations, some small, some very large. You know, it's a lot to deal with, and it's a lot to keep your hands around organizationally, because at any given point in time, you could have a client asking a question about the status or a big build or, you know, even some of our smaller stuff. Typically, you know, it's in and out jobs like that. We can make it happen fairly quick. You know, we've got full crew on staff to just filter through all of that quick stuff, you know, wheels and tires, quick suspension lifts and drop kits. So easy stuff there. But then, you know, when you look into like these bigger jobs like this, this is a going on a three-year project now, so it's something that takes a really long time to do, and that client always wants to know what's the current status.
Sure.
So it's nice to be able to just flip through, see where you're currently at on the project, instead of having to chase down, you know, one of the 20 guys that are building this car, and then you can just go straight to it. You can give the client an immediate answer.
And that's part of what we did. We used to have our clients' portfolios in hanging folders in a drawer, in a filing system is what we did alphabetically. We've now developed a three-ring binder system that puts a current status of, and there's the portfolios are inside the three-ring binder. So you flip through an alpha order, and on the front cover page, it tells you who it is, what's been accomplished, and what's left to do.
That's it.
We developed a checklist that goes off so that the technician can just go right down the line and knock it out, not have to bother anybody. We're really trying to streamline around here and make it much more simple.
Yeah.
A lot to do, huh, bud?
Yep.
Never ends, does it?
Well, I just got to get it back to work, dude.
It's about that time, isn't it, bud?
Yeah.
We apologize for getting to you late again, ladies and gentlemen, but we did want to get things set up technically and get this car on the show floor so you could see it as you've heard us talking about it.
Yep.
Right, bud?
That's it.
Sounds good. Anything else going on? I see the Jaguar took a hit last night.
No, man, it's got to stop, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me with work, honestly.
I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I didn't do that one, though.
You did?
No, I didn't.
You didn't start?
I kind of started.
Okay.
Yeah, I started.
Yep.
And the Jeep backed up over the top of it.
Yeah.
So, but it's just part of being out there and having fun.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fix that, too.
Okay. We'll order new parts.
Okay.
You did all the math today. It was kind of funny the way you broke it out.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true, dude. All right, I got to go. I got to get back to work, man. I got a full busy day ahead of me, man. I can't just stand here and talk all day.
I hear you, Bubba. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you step out to touch somebody's own life in a positive way today. If somebody's hungry, feed them. If their hands are full, open the door for them. If they need shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. For the very finest in boutique apparel, it's Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. A reminder that she's closed through Wednesday. Miss Outlaw is in Las Vegas at the big show buying new merchandise to bring to you, all of her fans. So we thank you for her patronage. Don't forget to visit our online store as well and support us. There's all kinds of great gifts and things for yourself out there. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise wants to know what's your paradise, and they remind you to please drink responsibly. And finally, Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. It's an amazing thing. this month, 27th, at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. That's exit 71 off the Beltway. And we'll be there from 9 to 12. The entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally team will be on display. And it's fun because you get an inside look at the pits and how we do it. Until tomorrow, people, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.